now to the subject of Chile's democracy. I mentioned at the beginning of my speech that Chile is a very strong and viable democracy. It is a young democracy in the sense that democracy lapsed in Chile during the period of dictatorship between 1973 and 1990. Since 1990, Chile has been relearning the practice of democracy, so it's logical to question the stability and the robustness of Chile's democracy. One good touchstone was the imprisonment of ex-Chilean intelligence chiefs General Manuel Contreras and Brigadier Pedro Espinosa, who ordered the assassination in Washington in 1978 of former Chilean ambassador to the United States, Orlando Letelier, and Robbie Mumford. The Chilean public waited patiently during this period as the Chilean judicial system proceeded with its prosecution of this case. The carrying out of justice in this case was slow, but it was sure, and it showed that in spite of opposition from many in the military to punishing Contreras and Espinosa, no one is above the rule of law in Chile.